people are almost always willing to volunteer and willing to come out. And a lot of what we do there is like networking. We'll help other coalitions and other agencies, and they'll help us. And it's kind of like a big circle of volunteering. And it's awesome.
By the way, did you know youth have a voice in Adams County? Welcome back to By the Way, Did You Know? And this is a very impromptu podcast. I was meeting with a group of young people in my office, and then we were talking about podcasts, and they said, well, I said, you know what? We didn't have a podcast this week, so why not run down to the podcast room and have a conversation? And with me today, I have Ashley Rodriguez and Maya Niederer from Collaborating for Youth from Adams County. And they were here at the Capitol advocating for some things today. So I thought, why not have them on the podcast to talk about their organization, what they're doing, and some things that are coming up. Because it's probably some stuff that you might not have heard about in Adams County. And this, and they're here in the Capitol advocating for some great things for young folks. So actually, tell me about Collaborating for Youth. What is that?
Well, basically, Collaborating for Youth is this huge organization. We have an adult one and a youth one. The adults make the decisions, and they help guide the youth. And the youth have all these different things that they are able to do. We have leadership camp. We also have volunteering opportunities down in our community, just like one of our events that we had just happened. It's called Medicine Take Back. And we had over 10 youth volunteer, and it's around 6 to 8 sites around Adams County. And what we do is we collect unused and expired medicine from our county residents. And basically, it just gives them the opportunity to dispose of those so that way it doesn't end up in our waterways and in our wildlife. And so I think it's a great accomplishment because we do it twice a year, and I can see improvements all over.
Yeah, and Maya, so just expanding on what Collaborating for Youth is, you know, what's the mission? What's the goal of the group?
Right, so overall betterment of the lives of all of our Adams County residents, but specifically youth, keeping youth drug-free, keeping them involved in the community, because we see such an improvement of life when youth are involved in the community, when they're not doing drugs, when they're kind of doing their part, and that's also what our Youth Coalition does.
Very cool. So what types of activities you guys have coming up? I know you do a lot of different things. You talked about the medicine take back. We've all may or may not have seen those bins out there that you know have to do that. I think it's a great thing that you guys do. But what other types of programs do you offer or events that you do?
Well, we have, just like I said, we have this thing called a leadership camp, and it's in the summer, and it's open to those high schoolers, those who are going from 8th grade going into 9th grade, and those going into up to those in 11th grade going into 12th grade. And it basically gives us youth the opportunity to, you know, have fun in the summer, be alcohol and drug free, and, you know, focus on the good things in life and be around nature.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So is there any other programs that you're involved with the group?
So I'm not involved, like I'm not a participant in our after school program, though I was when I was a kid, which is kind of cool because now I work in our after school program. But currently we are looking to our Save Our Summer campaign in hopes to get funding to continue our summer programs and after school for our younger kids. These include kind of STEM and Spark activities, tutoring, learning, and overall hands-on activities for kids during the summer so that they're not just sitting there alone and without adult supervision but without support.
Sure. So what's your outreach like? How do you get folks involved to be a part of the, you know, that can either contribute time, money, be part of the programs? What do you guys do on that front?
Well, we have these things called La Comunidad and the community, and we basically have people reach out to members in our community and ask them to attend meetings to give their opinion on things and how we could better our community. Mm-hmm. And we just ask them to, you know, volunteer into things, and they do because they want to see a change in our community because we do make that change.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, if I may jump in. I think something that's really cool about Adams County, I've been in Adams County and since I was 3 years old, is that people are almost always willing to volunteer and willing to come out. And a lot of what we do there is like networking. we'll help other coalitions and other agencies, and they'll help us. And it's kind of like a big circle of volunteering, and it's awesome.
Absolutely, and it's important to note that these are young people in our community doing really, you know, I think dynamic things. We were talking in a meeting earlier about proms. We're in prom season, right? Mm-hmm. So talk about some of the programs or some of the initiative that you're doing this prom season.
Well, what we are doing is called the Prom Pledge. And so we go out to, well, not us, but our youth leaders, our youth adult leaders, they go out to every school in the county, and they have this Prom Pledge box. And it's this slip of paper where they sign, and it's a pledge to not drink and do drugs on prom night. And so just stay alcohol and drug-free, sober, on prom night. And it's on this slip of paper, and they put it into a box, and it's a raffle. And so our prizes were a Stanley, a Rita's gift card, a Starbucks gift card, a little goodie bag, and I think that's it. I don't know. But it was great. We had great turnouts, and a bunch of people were obviously happy. And we also did this thing where we did, if you bring a friend, you get to put your name in twice, so you have twice as much chances of getting an actual prize.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And look, I think it's so cool that you guys are so community-oriented and thinking about this already. We need civically engaged, community-minded young people. I think these types of organizations help folks down that path. I think it's a great thing that you guys do. I'm glad that we got to have an opportunity to run down to the podcast room and have this conversation. So you're in Harrisburg today. What's been your experience? You know, I don't know if you guys have been here before or not, but what's your experience in Harrisburg at the Capitol been today?
So today it's been a lot of just meeting with other youth coalitions, and we're hoping to continue that throughout the day. We're only about halfway through, so I'm excited still. But in hopes to kind of build a stronger community connection throughout all of Pennsylvania, because when you're just this one youth coalition in Adams County, it feels like you're the only ones doing it, and it feels like you're alone sometimes. But I think that having that networking is pretty great. We were here, I believe, 2021 for a Youth Prevention Day with the Commonwealth Prevention Alliance, which is also why we're here today. We're here at an event that they're hosting to speak and to kind of share youth voice in prevention.
You guys then kind of spurred all this. You guys are talking about doing a podcast. You want to talk a little bit about what that is? I don't think it's out yet, but it's on the horizon, right?
Yeah. So our podcast is called Kids with Coffee, kind of a little play on our prevention kind of joke, a little pun there. But it's going to be a podcast. It's underway about prevention, different prevention topics. It's educational. We're also hoping to bring on some community guests, big names kind of in Adams County, so big little names, I guess. But hoping to kind of get these get kids listening and make prevention fun to hear about.
Well, guys, thank you for being here. Thanks for rushing down to the podcast room and having this conversation, talking about your organization and all the great things that Collaborating for Youth is doing here. Ashley and Maya, thank you so much for taking some time, and thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
This has been By the Way, Did You Know? Tune in for all of my podcasts at repecker.com/mypodcast.